Back in on the Bobcat Halftime Report right here on Newstalk 1230 KFJB AM, FM 93.9, the new 93.9, and also streaming at 1230KFJB.com. Great to have you tuned in tonight. Now joined by linebacker and running back Nick Rebick, of course, our player of the week, all brought to you by Calvin Rock at Bar and Grill of Marshalltown last week. It was a tremendous week for you. You know, we continue to say things about your defensive side of things, but then you flashed your speed on that kickoff return. We had it at 90, but officially 86, I guess, in the record books for you. Talk about that kickoff return. You guys in the second half had kind of, you know, gone back and forth with Waterloo in that game, and that was really one of those ones that really for sure kind of locked things up and helped swing that momentum back your way. I guess what was going into that kickoff return for you?
For me, I was thinking about we got to get a big return. We have to do something big to take the momentum back in the game. And the ball was kicked, and I caught it, and I looked up and saw nothing but green grass in front of me. And Richard Toe had a crucial block towards the end of the run that without him wouldn't have scored that. So it was a big block by Richard, and couldn't be thankful enough for him.
You bring up a great point because we mentioned that to Coach after the game, but all of a sudden, you're running down the sideline, and then here comes Richard Toe, and we're like, wow, what a block. It's just amazing to see that kind of effort by your teammates on that kind of play. Almost, I mean, just kind of shows how selfless some of the play can be for you guys on this Bobcat squad.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys out here that are selfless and are always making good blocks and helping out each other on and off the field, not just football, but even in class. We're always helping each other if we need help with math or science or whatever it is. We're always helping each other out somehow.
Last year you played a little bit more in the secondary on the defensive side of the ball. You've moved up to linebacker. We talked so much about last year's linebacking core being one of the strongest one here in Central Iowa with Sergio Zaragoza and both the Williams brothers. Of course, Gannon is back this year. You're one of the guys in that linebacker core. It's been a very good through a couple, 2 weeks, very strong linebacker core. So how do you think you guys have been able to kind of make that a seamless transition and step up defensively?
Really, we look to our older guy, Gannon, and really learned a lot from him throughout my freshman and sophomore year, and just kind of he helped us out and helped us teach us things that we needed to know to make it a good fit for us.
Week number three here tonight on the road at Newton. How do you get ready week in and week out to prepare? Because not only are you getting some carries on offense, but you're playing special teams, you're playing linebacker there. I mean, your body goes through a lot on any given Friday night. How do you get ready for week after week?
A lot of recovery, a lot of focus on recovery and stretching before and after practice, eating right, getting the good sleep we need, drinking enough water, just making sure we're all healthy throughout the week, and so we're good to go on Fridays.
Good deal. Hey, good luck the rest of the season. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk to the quarterback of the Marshalltown Bobcats as we return right here on Newstalk 1230, KFJB AM 93.9 FM.